Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
One of the greatest defensive performances by Draymond Green.
Well, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate you.
I think you'll be on Willard and Dibbs today. See, I should know. I know. But you always hate and make me think, you know, I think he's on today. Willard and Dibby.
Well.
Give him the horn, please. The buzzer.
We have word. It's probably not going to happen today.
Oh, okay. So I did right. See how I didn't.
No, but you
I underpromised. Yeah. I'm proud of myself. 2026.
It affects performance.
So I can be clear, we're likely not getting Steve Kerr today.
And that's how I set it up, in case they do get him. Damn it. He don't want to talk after last night. Huh?
I'm sure it's probably not that.
I gotcha.
Kerr, listen. Kurt, I'm so sick of this.
Can you read that last super chat?
I don't think I can.
From Evan.
I don't think
I
can.
With the Butler numbers, because I want to say and get his thoughts too.
All right. Well, keep in mind these numbers haven't been verified.
Okay. All right,
but I like my guy, Previs Daniel TV.
Okay.
This guy's getting free pub left and right. Jimmy Butler has a 75% true shooting percentage without Draymond. With Draymond, he's a 53% true shooting percentage. What that means, Jimmy ain't that efficient with Draymond.
And I do wonder if those numbers are in fact true, how much gravity or cachet Jimmy has to where if that fan knows that, and we appreciate him, they know that. Could I make a case, guys, that in a crazy way is Dray in Jimmy's way?
Yeah, I think he is. I think it's well said. I think that's what we're finding out this year, is that they actually both like to play where they hold and survey.
Wow, man.
Just a little bit.
Wow.
And Butler is on a different level than Draymond, I think, when it comes to that at this point.
Evan, does that come off foul for me just asking that?
I mean, I think they both aren't. I know Jimmy is shooting well this season, but they're not volume three-point shooters, so it's kind of tough to have them both out there. And one of them turns it over a lot more than the other.
Wow.
Yeah. This is from the 415 on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line. It's kind of funny. Hey, what are the Warriors going to do about it? Not much. I couldn't count Draymond's unprofessional moments on two hands. Draymond is starting on Christmas. Book it.
Yeah.
You're probably right.
Foul him!
Yeah. You're probably right. Let's go to Sean in Castro Valley.
CV.
Hey, Sean, how are you, my man?
Fine, Goo, what's going on, guys?
You got it.
Hey, I think it's just another great day for you, the radio host. Just another Draymond incident. You guys get to talk about it. And, this guy is just, he's great for the radio, you know? I got to say.
We don't like doing this.
Well, I don't mind it. I mean, if it's there, it's there. And it's there, Sean.
Yeah, what's going on? I mean, let's just keep talking about it. I mean, it was just the other night with the Suns, right? Gets into it with Dylan Brooks. Like, yeah. I have Draymond in both my fantasy basketball leagues, and Dylan Brooks, Draymond matchup, it scared me going into it. I was like, I don't know if I want to play Draymond because there's a chance that
Draft him? That's my question. Go ahead. Why did you travel?
I love Draymond.
All right,
he's
I got
Hall of Famer, but if he's going late, you can get him in the last round or the second to the last round.
And what does that tell you? Hey, Sean.
He's a PRA guy. I can give it to him. He's a PRA guy.
All right, I got
what's
you.
PR? Pick, what's PR?
Points, rebound, assist. Oh.
Gambling term.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Like, we don't like coming in with this stuff.
I don't mind it. I mean, seriously,
it doesn't feel good.
I don't dictate the tempo of what these guys,
I'll tell you what, and I think you know this about, I don't like bullies, and I don't think a lot of people like bullies. And that's what Dre's been. I think his game's fallen off. Offensively, he's a liability. And for him to pound his chest about the one turnover when nobody asked lets me know he's on that Klay Thompson track. And Stoney, I'm wondering, the year's not over, so I'm going to use it. How frisky the Warriors might be come the 15th.
Doesn't matter.
Or just reduce his role.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean it don't matter?
Because you said frisky. I don't care. I tuned out.
Oh,
God. Draymond asked if he knew. Just listen to Draymond.
Going back to the bench, I'm going to be available for my teammates. You know, I'm never going to quit on my teammates.
But it's also
not my decision whether I go back in the game or not. But I thought I owed it to my teammates to be there and never quitting on them, you know, so it's no issue with me not going back in. That was quite stiff, to be honest. So,
well said.
Probably better I didn't go back in.
Wow.
Well said.
How about, you know,
a dude quits on the group?
If I didn't go in, that's obviously Steve's decision, and I have to respect that. No, it's like, yeah, he didn't put me in. Good thing I was stiff anyway. I mean, what?
Less is more, man. I wish I wouldn't have heard that, Evan. So now you're comparing being on the end of the bench in a hoodie is you're helping the team. You're not coaching.
Let me make one thing clear.
His presence.
You said, would anybody have a problem saying Draymond quit? Yeah, Draymond would have a problem.
Going back to the bench, I'm going to be available for my teammates. You know, I'm never going to quit on my teammates.
Hell no. So,
but it's also not my decision whether I go back in the game or not, but I thought I owed it to my teammates to be there and never quitting on them, you know? So it's no issue with me not going back in. That was quite stiff, to be honest. So it's probably better I didn't go back in.
Yeah.
Did it cross his mind that he might not go back into the game
because
he left the bench and went into the locker
room? That's all I want to hear.
I don't think
it
crossed his mind.
Not at all. That's what I'm searching for. Self-reflection, Evan. Jesus.
I mean, sounds like accountability to me.
How's your relationship with Steve?
We've won a lot of championships together. A lot of success. He's had a lot of success as a coach. I've had a lot of success as a player. Those things can never be taken away, you know. So we continue to move forward, figure out what we need to do to win games, and that's the most important thing.
Yeah, he's definitely playing on Christmas.
Oh, my goodness.
You just hit it out the park with that one, man.
Let's go to Roxy. Roxy's in Lafayette. Hey, Roxy, how you doing? The home of course, the roundup. Mm-hmm. What's up, Roxy?
Hello. Thank you
for
taking my call.
Hey.
You're
welcome.
I'm just calling to defend, actually, Draymond, because
if you look at the video, right, and we've been with Draymond the way he is, he's hot, you know, and we've seen it last year when he was so embarrassed and it was, everybody was just appalled at him. He's actually taking account about his behavior in terms of what he needs to do. When he's at that moment, you see the coach on the back. I don't know what his name is. He goes around as African-American.
Vereen,
and then he leans over, and I don't know if he said something to him or whatever it was, but Draymond is saying, I was too hot, right? When you are at that point, what do you want him to do? Keep arguing? He removed himself from the situation, and he took a break. And yeah, you guys are saying he walked away from the team. But what do you want him to do when he's so hot? Stay there and then get into a whole physical thing again? No, he actually grew up from what happened. So I just don't like the fact that you just keep beating on him in this sense when he's actually taking account and he has changed his behavior and how he's playing. So if you can please address that.
Hey, don't hang up. Young, let me, I got a question for you, young lady. I got a question for you. I got a quick question, and I hear you, and I appreciate you calling.
Not fair, because he's a human being. He has his son, and everybody's like, oh, it's his birthday, and they're attacking him. I'm like, no, please don't do that.
Let me ask you this, if you mind, if you don't mind. What I want to know and why I feel so disrespected is, what would have happened had he stayed there? Ask yourself that. And when you get the answer, young lady, nobody is that important to disrespect or threaten without even opening up their mouth that if they don't leave, something else might happen. Were the authorities going to be called? What was, ask yourself, I hear you, ask yourself, what was he going to do? So when I hear that, I'm like, that is totally disrespectful. What do you mean? That's like a kid telling their parent, you better get away from me. I need a minute or else what?
Goo, you are losing it right now. Like, you're yelling, and I'm not yelling. I'm asking you to be reasonable. You're not in his shoes, and the fact that you guys don't acknowledge that he has grown and whatever he's going through, and you just keep, oh, he walked away, he did that, and then you're laughing and you're yelling. I'm like, this is about his behavior. And then if you're saying what would have happened or what, whatever it is, we know the past about Draymond. So he decided whenever his coach did that, he stood up and he walked away. And he told us on the press conference, this was the decision that was best for me and for everybody else.
Okay. So, all right. I got you. I hear you.
Roxy, thank you for the call. I mean, listen, I must not have been listening to the whole show because about four times I said, he extricated himself from a situation where he knew he was probably going to lose his temper. Like, there is something admirable in that. But he's still wrong for leaving the team, and he's still wrong for going into the locker room, and whether the Warriors want to do anything about it is up to them. But, yeah, I'll give him a small benefit of the doubt,
right.
But the larger picture is it was a setback for Draymond Green. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. I mean,
like, no, if
in theory he had to take anger management courses a couple years ago, whatever, when all that stuff was going down, what if they said, look, if you find yourself feeling that way, You got to get yourself out of that situation.
And I hear her point.
And like
I disagree.
Like I'm not saying what he did was good at all.
Okay, that's
and
how
I think,
it's coming
and I,
across.
I still
I
think there should
me.
Be consequences for what he did. Not, and I'm not dismissing yelling at your coach like that in a timeout.
I think
it was very similar to what happened to Butler and Spoelstra. I thought.
Wow. But I'll say this. And I know you don't agree with me. And what was the young lady's name?
Roxy.
I like how she put that down. But Stani, do you think I'm wrong for just who I am as a person not feeding in or feeling
I think you both have a good point.
Okay.
I really both have points. Hey, look.
I got you.
And this is what happens when he's done it time and time and time and time again. Some guys, people are getting sick of it, and other people are gonna support him. $5 super chat from our main man Prev. Draymond is
give it to us $5. He's spending a lot.
He spent like $40 over the last 2 days. We should get some of that. Draymond is the only NBA player with more turnovers and fouls than field goals with 250 minutes played. He's top five in turnovers in clutch minutes. Evan can verify.
Wow.
Oh, gosh.
Do you feel a shift is coming? Because offensively, I do feel like I've told you, and I've been on this, no victory lap. But I felt like the way that they've utilized Draymond was the birth of a dynasty. The league's change is caught up. And, Stani, I think now we're watching not him get exposed, but him getting away. And when he's out, to Monty Poole's point in question, we can't argue that the Warriors, the ball movement's better. They're faster without Dre. And you can't tell me he's so smart that he doesn't know or see that. But what are you going to do with it? Ignore it? And he'll come back Christmas, and we'll try to figure it out?
I mean,
is it 25-minute roll, staring him in the face, or 20, or however many minutes? Is that what's next?
Okay, here's the way I look at it. Do you remember when the Durant and Draymond thing happened, and then it all was done, and they started talking about it in the offseason? Do you remember what bothered Durant the most about that?
Steve Kerr never brought it up.
Nobody brought it up. They just swept it under the rug. That's what the Warriors do.
I don't like that as a fan.
Okay.
We talk about this culture.
It was fine when they were winning four titles, though, wasn't it? We all liked it then. Like, this is what happens when you're not winning. And these things happen. It's not cool anymore. When they were winning four titles and going to conference finals, yeah, he was worth it. We're fine. I think we're all coming. Some of us are coming to the conclusion that it's not worth it anymore. Mm. And some have come to that conclusion years ago. And I'm kind of there now. I mean, it's just not good. You know, and go ahead. Who texted you? Like, this is kind of what I'm talking. Like, who texted you?
Willard. Oh, yeah, Will.
Willard. Okay, yeah. What did Willard say?
Because I sent the video to him and Dib. So we got things going. And he goes, Dre always has a way to mess up Victory Tuesday. And then I was thinking, what's that? Then it took me a second. I was slow. I go, right. Like, the overshadow.
Just won their second game in a row.
Yeah.
They beat the Magic by 20. And
I just, what was our girl's name? Roxy Stani?
Yeah.
And if you guys are going to break out the anger management stuff, I'll take 2-3 steps back. And because you know what? That's real. But the fact that he went to the locker room, you quit on your team. You could say whatever you put yourself before, you quit on your team.
And going back to the bench, I'm going to be available for my teammates. You know, I'm never going to quit on my teammates. But it's also not my decision whether I go back in the game or not. But I thought I owed it to my teammates to be there and never quitting on them. You know, it's no issue with me not going back in. I was quite stiff, to be honest. So it's probably better I didn't go back in.
Hey, and I'm going to say this, and you can tell me I'm doing too much, and it'll be fine, Stani. Evan brought it up. If you watch that video closely, you would have thought Moody was at a bar and something was about to pop, like he had to intervene. I'm just watching.
I mean,
what was Moody? Watch Moody's body, his mannerisms.
He was looking at Dre like, relax. Back.
Without saying it, relax. Are you really about to do this? Watch that video. It's telling.
Nobody ever got up.
You should also look at the rest of the faces in the video.
Oh,
you know who wasn't fazed at all?
Yep. 30.
Jerry Stackhouse.
You're right. Jerry was looking off yonder. You're right, Evan. I'm not laughing. This ain't fun, Roxanne.
Roxy,
but you're right. Now you got me thinking, are there any...
How about this?
Are there going to be any...
There aren't. That texter was right. They're of course they're not. Well, I shouldn't say that. I don't know. Here's the one thing I was thinking. Let's take the extremes, and this is kind of where I'm gonna give. Like, I do think Roxy's
the extremes. All right, I got
so. This. Draymond Green is angry 3 years ago, and he punches Jordan Poole right in the face.
We all saw.
Just decks him.
Yes.
Big problems.
Ruined him.
He goes to anger management, blah, blah, blah. And now it's 3 years later, and he feels he is running hot. He is running hot. And he didn't punch anybody. I get it. That's an extreme. Now, he could have handled it better, no doubt. But he just had to go. And he went into the locker room in order to ensure that he would not do something really bad.
Okay.
And I'm not
commending that.
I'm not commending it, but I'm not criticizing it either.
Okay.
There are some things that are more important,
yes, sir,
than going back into a basketball game or not going back in or playing or not playing. And if he thought in that moment that he was volatile and possibly going to do something, then he did as much of the right thing as he could have done.
Do you have?
But
hear
he still
you.
Can pay
right.
a price.
Okay.
It's because it's not like he was perfect.
Now,
obviously,
I just keep going to my life. Evan has brothers and sisters. You got brothers and sisters, and you got kids. Stani, why do I look at this as if Daryl and Milan, my daughter and son, got in a fight? Brothers and sisters fight all the time. Donovan and Daryl, I get that. But you know who doesn't fight all the time? Is mom, dad versus son, daughter. You can have arguments, but there better be respect. So I just got an issue that you had to get up and go cool off on your superior. Not, I understand teammate. I would understand. Maybe I would understand if it was assistant coach. But the fact that it was your coach that you got to go cool off to, that don't sit right with me. And that's why I liken brothers and sisters or brothers and brothers having a fight. Yeah, that happens. Okay, we'll get through it. But you don't dare step or try to disrespect your parents. And if you do, there's a hellified price to pay. Am I wrong with that? Am I wrong? No, and it's okay if you say, goo, that's a little... Those are majorly two different things in my mind. So going at your coach
but he's
and having
at
to
his
cool
coach
down
for 14
but that
years.
It still don't sit right. right with me.
I'm not.
You are being majorly disrespectful that because you're having a disagreement with your coach, that's when you need to utilize what you've learned wherever. That to me is disrespectful. And that's why I'm looking on every TV here in the studio, and now this video's run everywhere. How do the Warriors get better from that? It's another episode.
I mean, they're used to it. We can say that. Let's go to Austin in Redwood City. Hey, Austin, what's going on, man?
Hey, ain't nothing much. Hey, man, hey, I'm on Draymond's side, man. He took himself away so nothing could happen or whatever y'all think may happen or may not happen. But
right.
He took himself out to go get a fresh breath of air. He was already running hot. He was already sweating coming out the game. So all emotions is running high anyway on both parts. So we was already losing. So Curry was running high. So it's not just Draymond. It's both of them. It takes a man to walk away to come back and apologize. And I feel like he did that. So at the end of the day, that the last call, I feel like she was right. And you sounded like Draymond guru yelling at the lady when you're trying to get your point across, and she was just trying to get her point across.
Yeah,
we were
just conversating. I wasn't yelling at her, but I hear you.
But the same thing, so Draymond and Steve Kerr was conversating, going back at back and forth with each other. So it's not just him. So he came a long way. But other than that, I called to say, it's about time for one of them to go to the bench and be that sixth man. Because,
it's
not just Dre, it's Jimmy too. They both can't coexist with each other on the court at the same time. And mind it, Dre got four rings and Jimmy don't. So it's Draymond offense.
Yeah.
So Jimmy just coming on the board.
Austin, Hey, Austin, I'm with you. The only thing I would do, I didn't hear an apology from Draymond Green last night. Like Austin said, you know, he said he was sorry. I didn't hear an apology. Anyway.
What if Kerr needed to do that, Stoney?
Kerr needed to do what?
A coach just walked up out into the team. Like, but he needed to kid. You know what I mean?
Well, it's called getting kicked out. You know, I mean, coaches have certainly done that. All right, 888-957-9570. I'm going to clean up all these calls on the other side. That segment was sponsored by the California Office of Trade. Let me start this over, ladies and gentlemen. That segment was sponsored by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I should be in a Napa State white jacket because I'm crazy.
I've been Shrek'd. I've never done Shrekking.
Dub Nation, this is Brandon Pajemski coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
How you like me now, Pods?
That's cool, Mo D. How you like
He's
me now?
He's strung a couple games together. Pods has.
We don't take calls when he does that. We don't get Pods hate.
Exactly.
It's funny how that works.
Hey, I'm holding something up here.
Me too.
As you know, the Warriors play on Christmas, Thursday, December 25th. 2 o'clock, Golden State Warriors take on the Mavericks, Christmas Day. And as you can see, I'm holding up a nice scarf.
Because
all fans in attendance will receive a Christmas Day scarf, courtesy of Chase Freedom.
Wow.
Chase Center doors open at 12:30. It's an hour and a half before tip. And Christmas Day scarves will be distributed at the entrances. Tickets for the game also available still. And you know where to get them. Warriors.com.
Live my man. That's my quarterback. I just remembered Handy coaching. I just texted him. Dallas.
You guys sound like good friends.
We'll be at the game.
Do you know who he worked for?
I did.
Oh,
but I just realized. Anyway, got a lot going on.
You thought he was still in L.A.?
Just shut up. Yeah, we'll chop it up. And then he's doing pre and post.
Oh, that's great.
I got to ask Evan a question.
Sure.
Evan, after your experience last night, can you ever be in the building and not look up and see Tim or whoever's doing the game and think, I could do that?
Yes.
Yeah, dude, no doubt. Life.
But I also sometimes from this booth look in that studio sometimes and I wonder, could I do that?
They can't.
Yeah.
Not yet. Settle down. Came for Tim Roy first. Now he's coming for us.
I got to say something.
Can I play some?
After I say something, I'm saving this for next week right before 2026.
Well, you're going to say it now or next week?
Dude, I do.
Because I got some sound here from Evan.
There's some people counting my funeral days. And
what?
Yeah. Some people here that tried to put together a count.
Nine.
I went through my face.
Hey, what's the big deal?
I'm not laughing. It's not funny. But you got to be a sicko to do something like that, Evan. I won't dime him out, but why are you laughing like you might have?
Dibs needs help.
Look at you. Anyway, what's your read?
Dibs has a count.
No.
Dibs has everybody's count. Oh, Dibs has Sarah and Vinny's count.
Oh, Evan, that one knew I had in mind, but go ahead, man.
Let's take a listen to the 2052 inductee into the Broadcasting Hall of Fame. Yeah.
I'll make it.
Rebound up in the air, tipped away by Curry. Ball loose, recovered by Steph. Blindly throws it ahead to Butler. Touch pass from Green, back to Butler. Tic-tac-toe, a two-hand slam. Warriors in front, 58-57. Well, what a gorgeous play by the big three as Curry, Butler, and Green connect.
This guy's got it. This guy's pretty good.
What a gorgeous play. He could have said so many other words. What a nice play. Gorgeous.
No one can actually see it, so you can kind of just take your liberties.
That's why I love you. Just don't forget about me and my tickets, whatever team you latch on to. It's coming.
You got lower seats on Christmas than I do.
I got to ask you this, E, and I did ask you. I won't front. Can you do football? Because the Niners, while Papa was out, remember, they kind of, you know, had guys like Evan come in, Stein, and give him a crack at it. Have you done football?
Yeah, but it might be a little bit difficult to do considering the flagship.
Oh, no, I'm just saying the sport in general you can do.
Oh, yeah, no, football.
Look, we got a Joe Buck.
He can do everything.
Yeah.
I've heard him do baseball.
Can't do hockey.
Heard him do volleyball.
Cannot do hockey.
I think you got to do a little more than that. Do you know what the blue line is?
Dude, when are we getting to the Sharks? They are, I'm telling you.
Soon. Right. Let's get to Leroy in Oakland first. Hey, Leroy, how you doing, man?
Steiny, Goo. Hey, Goo.
What's up,
Goo,
baby?
Bump that last caller and bump Roxy, too.
Okay.
She's a big girl. She can take it. Man, Goo, don't even fall.
Yeah,
for
I wasn't
that.
Yelling, Roy. Really, yeah.
Out like you.
I got you.
Like you got this anger problem. That's what Goo do. Listen to the show. Steiny, she wasn't even listening to the show. Because you said 100 times what she was saying you didn't say, but bump them anyway.
My man.
Goo, keep doing what you're doing,
I baby. Love you, Lee.
This is what I called to say. I'm listening to the morning show, right? And they asked Bonte a question. And then I found out through how he answered it what was wrong with the Warriors. It's been Stephen Curry. It's been Stephen Curry not opening his mouth and just sitting back, blase, with everything going on. He ain't never got nothing to say. He can't check nobody. He don't say nothing to Draymond. He don't say nothing to nobody. And I figured out why. Here's the question they asked Bonte this morning. They said, what do you think Curry's thinking? What do you think he's thinking? Who do you think he wants? What do you think he wants as far as another player? You know, do he want somebody that's going to score? Does he want – what does he want? What does he want the Warriors to do as far as bringing someone in? And Bronson said, Curry is the type of guy he don't care. He don't care. He think he can win with anybody. And that's the problem, Goo. His greatness. Hey, I don't care who you got out there. I feel we can win with him because I'm so great. So he needs to start speaking up and being more of a leader And I think Draymond wouldn't even be doing all this if Curry would have spoke up a long time ago. And Draymond, man, we know the antics. You right on it, Goo. You right on it. Draymond been doing this. He a bully. You going to sock pool. I thought they should have got rid of him when he did that. So I've been advocating. Y'all know we got history for Draymond. They should have been traded, Draymond. But this is what it is. But keep doing your thing, Goo.
Okay. Thanks, man. Happy holiday.
Appreciate you.
Now, I haven't been a big proponent of Steph in this. Like, what's that look like? No, seriously, Stoney. Like, I saw him on the bench, and I'm like, what's he thinking? What when he watched Draymond get up and leave? Because if you left a show, Stoney, yeah, we're going to be back right tomorrow, the next day. But that would cut me, man.
You know what he did? He rolled his eyes. He's sick of it. How can you not be?
Well, you're not sick of it because it keeps going.
Well, I mean, he can't trade him.
My whole thing is, and the right on the table brought to you by Echo Pest Control, is what are you getting for putting up with the antics at this point? That's what's waning, right? You're telling me Jimmy is better when Dre's off the floor and the ball's moving? I'm watching it. We're talking about it. And now I think it's getting to Dre. I'll leave that there.
The season is wearing on Draymond, maybe.
You guys didn't expect to be 15-15 after 30 games. I mean, not at all. So how much of that
probably why tempers are flaring.
Yeah, I was going to get to that. I mean, is that a factor in some of the frustration?
Of course. You know, quite honestly, if everybody's okay with being 15-15 and it's just whoop-de-doo, talk to me when they're 41-41. Can't be whoop-de-doo when you're 15-15. Something got to give. So, but we were 13-15, so I'll take 15-15. Man, it's headed in the right direction.
Wow.
15-15.
A lot going on, Stoney.
Yeah.
15-15.
Let's go to Ben. Ben's in Berkeley. Hey, Ben. How you doing, man?
Oh, thanks, fellas. You know, I have to agree with Guru. Thank you, Guru, for showing respect for our elders, something we have lost in this country for a long time, especially in basketball. You know, I would have liked to see the whole team step up and surround Draymond and hold his hands for a second, and then Kuminga just hit him with a 1-2-3-4 punch, knock him out and say, hey, that's for Jordan Poole, punk. That's for Jordan okay. Poole, punk. Yeah.
All right, man. We don't do violence here.
We don't. Lovers, not fighters. But I'll tell you this.
What?
I won't.
Please?
If I get to heaven.
We can move on. Let's go to Chris.
Now, like, what? Really, though? I tried to do earlier and bond together and say about the way you guys just, like, that won't be forgotten.
Well, that was really weird.
I'm going to have to pour a scotch tonight.
Your whole voice sounded different.
Because I meant it, well, and you guys are thinking I'm off the liquor.
You were trying to sneak something by us.
Yeah, I think so, too.
This is bad, guys. We need a session. What are you sneezing? It's the holidays. I wear my heart on my sleeve, and you guys, you know what? You've turned me into Eddie Haskell from Leave It to Beaver.
I like him.
Well, of course you do, but dude, Evan probably like, who? That hurt. Anyway, I was trying to have a moment aloud so people can hear how we truly get down, and it's like, what's he up to? That's not good. And then you told on Evan. When I sent, this really bothered me, I told Norm. I said, I had this dude right next to Gandhi, Evan Giddings. And I said, I texted the thread that there was traffic on the bridge.
No, accident.
Accident. Evan said to Steiny in a room with just them two. That, Evan, and ever since.
Goo, who is that guy? That's the guy I love.
Oh, that's the actor.
He's great.
Not Keenan Peele.
You're like a dog that just saw a squirrel.
Yes. Yeah, he is. That guy with his partner is great.
What's his name?
Michael Key?
Yeah, there you go.
So it's Key and Peele.
Yeah.
Or Key and Michael Key.
Yeah. They did Get Out, the movie.
No, they do these little...
Jordan Peele did Get Out.
No, they were Key and Peele.
No.
They do these little skits.
Yeah,
and
Key
they're
and
really
Peele.
Funny. Like, they'll have the guy... Oh, they're funny.
Yeah.
I like them. I guess he went to Louisville or Toledo.
You are the dog, though. Look
or
at
maybe,
him.
Or maybe
squirrel.
It's unprofessional to do a live show.
See, that's funny. You talking unprofessional.
What you mean?
You just eviscerated one of our callers. In fact, let's go to Monica in San Francisco.
Hey, and because, Roxy, I did not yell. Because I was passionate. That's my girl. Hey.
Hey, Mr. Guru.
Hey, Monica.
I like that, Mr. Guru. How you doing?
I'm doing great. This is Auntie Momo from the San Francisco Bay Area, and I just want to tell you that you talk loud all the time. You wasn't yelling at that lady.
Thank you. I appreciate you. I needed that.
Not a compliment.
Monica, you don't listen a lot, do you?
You know, I do listen. Matter of fact, I like this station more now than I do those other two radio stations that I won't miss.
There you go.
Look at her.
Down the drain.
Yeah.
Momo.
Yeah.
San Francisco. Auntie Momo's in the house. But listen, I appreciate you letting your words be gracious and seasoned with salt when she gave you her feelings.
Yes, no doubt.
You just said, okay. All right. Well, y'all have a good one.
Thanks, Monica.
Happy holiday. Don't be a stranger now.
Thanks, Monica.
Now, what does she mean by loud all the time? There's a book by the great columnist.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
He's rest in peace.
Hope
Ralph
he gets
Wiley.
This right.
Yeah. Why Black People Tend to Shout. It's a phenomenal book. Maybe I should buy it for you and Evan and Carter.
I don't really care.
Would you read it?
No.
That's sad.
I know.
Down 56.
I don't. You know that I don't like books written by sports writers.
This is.
It doesn't sound like a sports book.
Why Black People Tend to Shout. Well, yeah.
Ralph Wiley worked for Sports Illustrated.
Washington. He's incredible, man.
Well, sure. Perlman just wrote a book on Tupac.
Who?
Yeah. Jeff Perlman. It's not about. Wow. He's a sports guy.
And I ordered it. It's on its way. That was one of my Christmas gifts to myself.
Let's go to Rocky in the city. Hey, Rocky, how are you?
What's happening, guys? Long time.
Yeah, sir. We're good.
It's been a while. Yeah, I got a few things, so I'm on a blast through, so I don't take up too much
time. Go ahead, baby.
Finally, I just want to say you've got the most patience of anyone walking this planet because of that beautiful soul you work with.
Jesus
Christ. Right now, because he's a walking, talking contradiction, brother.
Oh, exactly. No,
like,
man.
The day he calls you Matthew is the day you get fired. So, you know, that's it.
Oh, God. Man.
I want to give a little love to Evan for the call last night, bro. You got pipes like Dave Fleming, man. You got wow. Your son. That was a good call, man. And I just want to mention, like, it was the first YouTube stream. I went home, made a little lunch today, and I caught a little bit of the stream. And what's up with your marketing team? Bonta Hill looks like 42 Jump Street, okay? He's like, bro, you got gray whiskers. You don't go to high school. And then Lo looks like 75 in that picture, dog. Like, what is that?
Floor is yours, Rocky.
And keep up the good work.
Hey, thanks, buddy.
Yeah, I love you guys, and I miss you, man. It's good to connect again.
All right, Rock. Good to hear from you.
I'm lost.
About what?
The pictures of Lo and Bart. What's he talking about?
The ones that come up on the YouTube.
Like on the commercial slate.
Okay, gotcha.
YouTube.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I see Filmo out there, but I'm gonna wrap up. Filmo, give me about three more minutes because I'm gonna finish on your call. But first, let's go to Chris in San Jose. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Gentlemen, happy holidays.
Back at you, baby.
Let me get this out the way, and I'm bringing it to you straight. We know that Draymond curses at referees. You know what happened at the Malice at the Palace. Who raised a young kid from Detroit to disrespect his elders? Was his dad present? I hope he was. Did he do 4 years in college? I hope he did. Didn't they teach him how to think? He is acting like a fool. This is going to escalate because Steve Kerr's afraid. We know Steph is afraid, so that brother is soft. You guys got the microphone. Ask Steph Curry, please explain what discipline did the organization put on Draymond? Whatever it was, it didn't work. But are you guys going to ask him or let him off the hook? These guys are running scared. Grown men don't act like this. Be respectful. There's children in the front row, and you're cursing a referee. He won't mess with brothers from the hood, and you know what I'm talking about. He always picks on little guys. He is a straight-up bully, and we're giving him a pass. When are you going to call Steph and tell him to answer to the fans? Answer to us, not you. Steph, what did you do when the boy got popped in the eye? What was your discipline? You're the leader. We'll follow you. You're the leader. You're the best shooter in the history of basketball, and you didn't say a word. That's all I'm asking. Don't be afraid to lose your job. Ask him. Come on the show and explain. What did you do, Steph? What did you say? God bless.
Thank you, Chris.
It was hard getting them on, Chris.
Which one?
It's Curry. We had them
either
all.
Of them.
I didn't want to grab. Chris was flowing. I get it, but we don't got access like that.
Well,
we ain't seen them this year.
Who?
This is going to be the latest.
I saw them last night.
No, but we ain't did a show from there.
Okay.
I'm feeling some type of way.
FOMO again.
I don't like that word.
Yeah, I like it now.
It's like you're my...
I might start blurting out FOMO.
Well, it's an acronym.
Yeah. Fear of missing out. Like, Evan, could you just imagine this for a second? Imagine Guru, like on the day that we're going to Chase, he has something he can't...
Oh, it would,
and he can't make it into work.
Well, I know someone here's got the amount of days, but...
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Yeah, that would be tough.
Did we ever get to the bottom of the Green Warrior shirt? That's where your
Warriors World shirt.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
They sent it to me 7 years ago when they liked me, and vice versa.
I gotta send him some bread.
No, you don't.
Kind of faded.
Yeah, very faded.
You put it on one. Don't do that to shirts like that. Yeah.
Well, first of all, the only reason I have it on is because I have a sweater, but it's hot in the studio.
Yeah.
I'll put the sweater on.
No, I like
it
now.
What?
It's yeah.
It looks better with the sweater on.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
And an iron.
But it's, you know what? You're an ass.
Like, that's
first
I'm
of
looking
all,
at
it's
shirt like, it's screaming, help me, Goo. Goo, talk to him.
Hey, You came in with spots on your shirt today, and I was afraid to bring it up.
Are you kidding?
No, stand up.
Okay, no.
Just stand up.
No, if you had, I don't have any spots. This out the cleaners.
It must have been water from the rain because I was like,
okay. No, it was. I left my jacket. It was water from the. And if you saw it, you should have spoke on it. But it was water.
Well, I wanted to make sure it was a stain first, and it wasn't. So let's go to Philmo, Mike. Everybody Mike. Wants to kiss Evan's ass. What's up, Philmo? How you doing,
Mike? Baby,
shut up, Evan.
Oh, I was gonna say Evan is really raw, but he ain't got nothing on Tim Roy, and that's how raw Tim Roy is. It's nothing against Evan.
Right.
I'm keeping it real. Tim Roy is really a goat, blood. But Evan, I swear to God, you did your thing. Because I don't even like the other dude that do the he nice, but I don't like how he be sounding. But he ain't as good as you. But Tim Roy is that raw. So Stein, I don't know what you talking about. I just want to kiss Evan's.
Careful here,
kiss.
Mike.
But yeah, pause. Yeah. Pause.
Tell us what you saw last night, Mike.
I got to ask you something, Mike. What do you mean Tim Roy is raw? What does that mean?
He's a goat. Bad.
When you say raw, he a goat. Like Tim Roy.
Okay.
Nobody better than Tim Roy.
Oh, I got
like,
you.
Like honestly.
When you saw me, Mike.
I'm not even just saying that as a Warriors fan. Like, Tim Roy is really like, you can really like close your eyes and listen to Tim Roy, and you get the whole left to right, with the move, hurry!
Look at that, that's
crazy.
A four.
Tim Roy's he's on a whole nother level. Evan,
he on his way.
God, bro. Yes, you are on your way, man. And for that being your first or second time doing the Warriors, that's a big deal. It's a lot of people that listen to the Warriors game, bro, that can't watch the Warriors game, and they listen to the game, bro. Like, that's a huge compliment. So I just want to shout you out and shout the other dude out that be doing the Santa Cruz Warriors, too.
Kevin Dana.
Nobody's good as Tim Roy. That's all I was trying to say. But with that being said, Guru, you can't get to heaven asking when you going to get to heaven.
Yeah, you know what? Go ahead, Mike. I'll take that. Hey, go ahead. I love that.
That ain't going to happen. You just got to take the humble approach, brother.
Yeah. That's too good.
I love you, Guru.
Give us your thoughts last night, Mike. Bro. Where I'm from, the Yune, he quit on the team. Even if that wasn't his intent, he quit on the team. How did you see it?
Nah. The way I seen it was, you got to realize, man, Draymond, he kind of like deal with a lot, bruh. And so, like, I'm not trying to make no excuse, but I am going to say this. He kind of felt like he had to get out the situation. Sometimes you just got to walk away. It may look a certain way, but him and Steve Kerr, they some real ones. They've been rocking with each other for 15 years, man. I don't think that little walk away gonna hurt him like that. But I feel like he did have to walk away. But he got to be... You can't be talking the way you talk and do the things that you do sometimes. Right. That's what Draymond get in trouble. Yeah.
And the play ain't there, Mike, right now with his turnovers and what that's the real prop right on the table.
He booty sheets right now.
You know what that is now?
It means he stinks.
Well, I guess you can
say Mike,
that.
Happy holidays to you too, Mike. Oh, you can call in tomorrow and I'll wish you a happy holidays.
Did we have our gift exchange or did I miss something?
I don't do that.
I'm going to be honest.
You got your...
One of your guys' packages, I think, got stolen from my doorstep.
Oh, it happens.
You guys are...
I got one of them.
You guys are reprehensible.
For getting you a gift?
Yeah, right.
I got both of you a gift. I'll bring it in when I come in Monday. I was in Norm's. I couldn't get to... I don't need to... But you guys are going to text each other. He's lying. But anyway, Evan...
Yeah, good one, 650. Adam, it's too much for me.
You can just get it to us late. That's fine, Steiny.
I don't.
And you owe me something today.
I owe you nothing. Nothing.
That's a pretty good one. You owe me something. I'll remember.
All right.
What'd you eat at the game?
Do you know what's funny?
Everything.
I didn't eat at the game.
Come on, Steiny. Not even a slice.
I forgot to eat. I just forgot to eat.
Well, how about your daughters?
They ate. We decided to eat. Everybody take care of themselves. Is Lacob listening? We didn't want to spend the money at the arena on the food last night.
I'll be okay.
Dude, I bought...
Yeah, I got you. I got you.
I bought three 24-ounce beers.
Okay.
It's like $85.
You got
even,
it.
I mean, yeah. Even my daughter who goes to New Orleans is like, that's Jack, Dad.
But I'm 24, like, you got your money's worth, though.
I mean.
Don't get me wrong.
It's a great timeout. It's a great timeout.
He was 3. I get it now. That bladder was like, release.
All right. What do we got next? Crossover.
Just the last one of us all together.
Somebody on the text line said Willard could be insufferable today.
Why?
Purdy with 5 touchdown passes. Niners win. Draymond walking a tightrope. All right. Crossover next. This segment sponsored by Kalshi. Trade on anything.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.